Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries Hour, live on Christian Radio, 1220 AM, as well as the World Wide Web, WHKWradio.com. This is John Bartlett, your co-host, along with Sheila Crawford, our minister, teacher, and ongoing student of God's Word. And we're really glad you decided to join us tonight as the clock keeps ticking toward the soon great escape of all those who intimately know Jesus Christ, Yeshua, on a first-name basis. Please join us as we bless our Lord for His goodness, for His faithfulness, mercy, and righteousness. Lord, we want to lift up to You all the prayer requests that have recently come in, especially for a dear man named George, who has some issues that affect his heart. And we pray for healing and wisdom for the doctors and all who are involved in his care. Also, I want to lift up the Keck family and the Siegel family tonight in their time of mourning. And to all those, especially, who are tuned in right now, may You be mindful of their needs and, most importantly, pull their unsaved loved ones like a giant magnet toward Your cross of salvation. And we thank You for raising up support for this program to remain on the air, so we can speak the truth pertinent to these last days. And we ask this and we praise You, our Savior, in the name of Yeshua.
Amen. Amen. Shalom Haver to you as well. And thank you, John. I really mean this from the bottom of my heart, for your faithfulness to this ministry. I know it's a sacrifice of your time, and I can assure you this much, it will not go unrewarded. Because that's coming soon, our rewards.
Probably very soon, and I'm looking forward to it. We have phone lines, and they're open. If you'd like to comment or you have an end time question, the phone number is 888-677-WORD, W-O-R-D. And I want to mention, Sheila and I will be at Chester Christian Center this Friday, and that's located at 11815 Chillicothe Road. That's Route 306, right out there in Chesterland, Ohio. It's close to I-271, and it's kind of close to I-90.
Close to everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's easy to get there. We'll tell you more about how to get there later on in the show. But 7 o'clock, the shofar will be sounded.
You don't want to miss it, because all these last few weeks that I've been talking about these pictures and stuff for, I'm going to have them.
Yeah.
But
you have those pictures that you can see.
As I said last week, I am truly amazed at how I have been compelled to teach on the subject of Babylon, taking its origin way back to the churches, beginning with Pergamos and then flourishing in Thyatira. And it's still here today, folks. It's called the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no getting around it. Honestly, I did not think that we'd be talking about this for so long. But I keep getting drawn into giving it even more exposure. Now that we can change it, not that we can change it.
We're not really expecting to, are we?
No, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
But that we can see and might save even one more from this terrible, terrible.
Deception, I would call it.
Deception is the word, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, many have seen the truth. But many are still oblivious, and it is up to us, the real believers, to do our main calling, which is
evangelizing.
That's right.
And this qualifies as that. Sheila, I was really shocked to see those pictures in your last newsletter that actually show the adoration they give to the statue of Pope John Paul II, and he's now canonized as a saint, right?
He is, and actually quite quickly. Usually it takes years, but not in his case. But, those pictures are on the webpage as well, but you will see nuns parading with a cup of his blood, John Paul's blood, in a cup and in a parade or procession while people are hailing and praising a dead man who, before he died, allowed himself to be photographed kissing a Quran. And said that all religions can get you to heaven if they believe in a creator, omitting Christ altogether.
And that's pretty much a heresy, right?
Oh, absolutely and is. And I'll tell you what, they've done a 180 because when I was a child growing up in the Catholic Church, they said I couldn't even step into a Protestant church. I have to just stay in the Catholic Church because only Catholics could go to heaven. And now all of a sudden, everybody can go to heaven.
Yeah.
And Benedict.
Sounds like they did a 180.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And Benedict, Pope Benedict, is just as bad. In another picture, he is actually kissing the cup containing this blood of Pope John Paul II. I mean, this is incredible.
And, of course, Pope Benedict, that was the pope. He is a former pope, right? The pope we have, that's the one they have. We have now until Thursday, I guess, is the last day on the job, however you put
pope
that.
Pope Benedict is now until Thursday, and the pope just before that was John Paul
II. All righty. Get that straight out of my head.
Yeah. It's hard to keep all these popes together.
Yes,
isn't it?
It is. It is.
But anyway, this is what I really want to stress to everybody that's listening. This that we just talked about, that anybody can go to heaven, is all you need to plead with any Catholic to flee this, what's the word I'm looking at, huge.
Deception, this mystery, this is actually Mystery Babylon, well, so just,
it's a billion people.
Yeah, it is huge.
A big I don't want to say congregation, it's a big, that's a big thing.
Well, when you're talking a billion people, you're talking Catholic Church, you're talking and Islam too. They're both huge.
That's right.
And influence billions of people.
But if you know a Catholic, you need to tell them to flee the institution.
Thank you.
And it gets even worse, and I'm going to share an even more disgusting revelation with you tonight. But you don't have to remember all the things I'm telling you. I'm just telling you these things to stir you up to do something.
Right.
But just the fact that they say that you don't even need Jesus to go to heaven is heretical blasphemy. You need to get out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a red flag there, and that's all you should need. Sheila, do you have an update about the, it was called the International Tribunal of Crimes Against the Church and State? And the website was itccs.org, issuing the warrant for the Pope's arrest for the crimes against humanity.
That's right. And if you have the internet, you can go to itccs.org.
I know it stayed in the papers about one day, and then you didn't hear about it.
Yeah, but it's on this webpage for sure. You can read all about it, details and everything, because it was issued not only for the sex scandals, but for genocide in Canada that the Catholic Church played a major role in. But just as we thought and we said last week, as long as the Pope stays in Rome, in Vatican City, because of that 1929 Lateran Pact between Italy and the Holy See, that established Vatican City as a sovereign state, which means as long as he's in there, he cannot be arrested, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, I did hear a blurb, and this has been very quiet, by the way, this, you know, him being served a warrant, but I did hear a blurb about the Pope on liberal NBC this morning stating that the Pope received the results of an internal investigation, but the Pope commented that this was not why he resigned.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, and then also there was another resignation of Cardinal O'Brien yesterday because he said he didn't want to cloud the voting for the next pope due to his scandal.
Wow. And I do have that actually the warrant or some sort of the form of the warrant from ittcs.org.
That's right. We did print that out, didn't we?
Yeah, we printed that out. Did you want me to read any of it? Or?
It's kind of long. I don't think you need to.
Yeah, it looks very legal.
Yeah, it does.
But it's issued against the Pope, the Queen, and Canadian Prime Minister.
Yeah, I guess they were all a part in this genocide years ago.
Found guilty of crimes against humanity and sentenced to 25 years prison term. This originates in Brussels. It's a European organization that's doing this. So.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, the Vatican is now remodeling a very nice convent for the Pope and his servants.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to keep up with that or some other eye openers, once again, visit that website. And I do want to mention to please pray for the founder of this expose website. Mm-hmm. His name is Kevin Annette, mm-hmm. who was once himself an ordained minister in the United Church of Canada, which, by the way, is the largest Protestant denomination in Canada. Mm-hmm. But this church was also involved in corruption. And as a result, because as he was investigating all this hypocrisy with both Catholics and Protestants, it was so appalling to him that he lost his faith completely.
Mm. That's sad.
Now he was, I'm sure, not born again, okay, because you wouldn't, I don't think, really lose your faith if you were really born again.
I wouldn't think so.
Because you know people are going to let you down. I mean, you can't look at people at all.
Well, and he was. He was looking at scrutinizing people very closely there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he was a stand-up guy, and probably still is, good morals. But again, he just lost what little faith he did have. And consequently is very down on Christianity of all kinds because of this blatant corruption.
Yeah, you know, it's a lesson. What a lesson to learn here from this. It's we shouldn't look at people. We need to look to Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, I know. You can't. People will be people. But, you know, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
So there you go.
Actually, I'm kind of surprised he's still around when you hear what I have to say tonight anyway.
Oh.
But
really?
Well, yeah. Usually if you don't play the game, your man is removed like so many others.
Well, I'm sure most never hear about this kind of abhorrence.
Well, I wonder if the Pope before John Paul II, which would have been John Paul I, wouldn't play the game because he only held the office for 33 days.
Really?
And many suspect he was murdered.
Wow. Well, claims the book, there's a book by David Yalop. It's called In God's Name, An Investigation into the Murder of Pope John Paul I.
Yeah, if that's of your interest, there's a book for you.
Well, that's an earful there. Let me catch my breath, Sheila, here a little bit before we continue with the topic. And that topic in particular. I understand you have some big news about Syria tonight.
I do. And I have to tell you that Obama is definitely not a happy camper. For the rebels in Syria that, by the way, we did supply weapons to, in case you didn't know that, although not openly, again, not openly as well, surrendered, but they are now willing to conduct peace talks next week with Assad's regime, which will be held in Russia. So they're feeling pretty victorious, especially Iran, and the Shiite Crescent is still alive. So after 2 years, almost 100,000 people dead, the rebels, I think, are about to call it quits.
Wow. What do you mean about that crescent?
Oh, that crescent. Yeah, it kind of like is in the shape of a moon, but it's the Ayatollah's sphere of influence, now continuing from the Persian Gulf up to the Mediterranean.
Ah, I see. And it is kind of a crescent.
Yes, it is.
But it has the symbol on their flag, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is.
I gotcha.
The moon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's his reward, the Ayatollah's reward for the $1 billion worth of aid per month he poured into Assad's regime.
Wow.
And, of course, with his other ally, Hezbollah, whose operatives fought shoulder to shoulder with Syrian troops. And then, of course, we have the great Russian president, Vladimir Putin, with, of course, Assad's staunch backer. And he's celebrating today as well for picking the winning side. Of course, this is frustrating the United States and NATO, who really wanted to remove Assad from power. So, they are the winners, and Israel fights a tighter than ever Syrian, Hezbollah, Iranian noose closing around its borders.
And, of course, what keeps going on in Iran is their nuclear weapons program.
It keeps going.
Yep.
So, again, but God is in control, and he said that all will be against Israel. So
he's
going to show his miracle in a big, powerful, more way.
And these world leaders, and I think it's safe to call them kings, Proverbs has something to say about them, and that is in the 21st chapter, I think the first verse of Proverbs, it says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and like rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes."
Mm-hmm.
So these kings are probably thinking they're acting the mm-hmm. way they the way they see fit, but they're actually tools of
right.
the Lord to accomplish his will.
Has to be fulfilled.
Exactly.
Every jot, every tittle will be fulfilled, just like it says in the book. Right.
So we needn't worry about what's Israel. Going on, or mm-hmm. Israel. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And part of Assad's agenda in the ceasefire negotiations will be that he gets to run for president again next year. I don't know. I don't think I'd want to be president of anything anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but I have to admit, I really wasn't sure how this would turn out since the Muslim Brotherhood had been successful in so many other countries. But we kind of, at least I think you and I kind of knew that Iran has to remain confident,
right. mm-hmm.
raising their pride for this war of Gog and Magog.
Sure.
That Ezekiel 38
They're involved
about.
In that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also interesting to note that Syria is not included in the Ezekiel war, but it is included in the Psalm 83 war as being overtaken by Israel.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Hey, you know, what about Damascus? Remember that prophecy? And,
That's right. It's going to become a heap of ruins. But according to Jeremiah 49, and I've been saying this for a few weeks, in my opinion, it's not going to be until the tribulation period.
No, oh, okay. Well, can we shift gears a little bit, and maybe you could tell me a little bit about Netanyahu and his new government and how that's...
Well, he's still putting the finishing touches on it. But, like I said last week, the liberal left has joined mm-hmm. and will be heading the soon peace treaty with the Palestinians via Barack Obama. That's why he's coming in March.
Oh, boy. Well, there's a lot going on in March, isn't there? Actually, Passover's in March, isn't it?
Passover's in March. They're going to finalize Israel's coalition members. Now we see that Syria will be finalizing its peace deal. The new pope should be picked.
All this in March?
Yeah, Barack Obama is visiting Israel for the first time as president.
Oh, that's just prior to Passover, and that's historic, I think, for the Obama administration. He hasn't been there, has he?
Not as president.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was there while he was campaigning the first time.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I said this last week, he's going to be awarded the Medal of Distinction from Israel, and I'm thinking, what? Is that... trying to be friendly or?
I really don't know what he's getting.
Did I say distinction or extinction?
No, you said distinction.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Let's hope it's not that.
No. Mm. And a UN conference on the arms treaty will be held in New York beginning March 18th.
Hmm.
How about that? That's a lot of stuff, and there's probably going to be more.
Hmm.
But one more important piece of news that I know all the people want to hear. China has entered their new year. And you know how every year they have a different animal?
Yeah, the year of the cat.
Yes.
That was a good song.
The boar or something
like that. The year of the boar. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this year's symbol is the year of the snake.
Oh, the year of the snake. Well, that's pretty appropriate. Yeah, it really should be the symbol for the world, not just China, I think.
Oh, trust me, John, it is. It really is.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know what? I think we'll take a quick break,
okay.
And then when we come back, I'm going to get into some of the things that I haven't told the people yet.
Okay.
Of it is quite amazing.
And new information about the Mystery Babylon and the
new information.
Very good. Well, we'll take a break. We'll have a nice song.
Yes, because someday, we're going to be leaving.
We're going to be leaving.
Amen.
Someday I will go home. Someday I will go home and love and peace in the house, my Heavenly Father. I know that
Welcome back to the Shofar Ministries Hour. I'm glad you made it back with us.
That saxophone is just amazing.
I know. I love those guys, and just love that. The theme of that song, I'm going to go home, and the pain's going to be over.
I know.
And we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. The phone lines are now open here at the Shofar Ministries Hour. The number for your messianic eschatological question, how do you like that? 888-677-WORD. That's 888-677-9673.
You know, and I just want to say, if you're listening tonight and you're going through some awful pain, please remember, keep your focus on the Lord. It's going to be over soon.
Very soon, we think.
Mm-hmm. I do.
So go ahead and call that number, and if you can name the band that just played that song, we have something special for you. That Sheila's digging around in her purse for right now.
Right.
Do you have a question for Sheila, or would you like her to speak at your church or group? Hey, all you got to do is email her at Sheila@shofarministries.net, or just call the office, 440-834-9006. An important reminder, your donations are still tax deductible, and at least this year, and they're very vital to this prophecy ministry that includes the Hebrew roots of the faith. So send your gift to Shofar Ministries, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Or just use PayPal on our website. All donations automatically put you on Sheila's informative newsletter. So include your address, whether it's email or house address. Let us know.
Of course, email is easy for me because you can actually print out your own copy. You can even use colored paper and share it with others or just forward it to someone you care about. But do share the information, especially because it has so many gold nuggets and some great teachings, I would have to say. And again, they are all archived on shofarministries.net.
Yeah, and please don't forget to check out that webpage. It really is cool. All the newsletters and previous radio shows are there, and you can listen to them at your convenience. And you can order, of course, like Sheila just said, the teaching DVDs as well.
Okay. And you can pause it, play it over, chew on it, whatever.
I use it, actually. And you can fast forward through stuff you don't want to hear.
You know what's interesting, John? I have to tell you, I use it too.
I do too.
Because my notes are in there, and sometimes I forget, and I have to refresh, and I do.
Yeah. So, and sometimes I'll pick up something when I listen to them that I didn't get the first time.
That's right.
Yeah, because I don't get some of this, and some of you listeners might be able to sympathize with me because a lot of this stuff is pretty deep. So, the Shofar Mysteries is live every Tuesday right here, 8 p.m. 12:20 a.m. The Word. Why not recommend this program to a friend? Also, if you live in the Cleveland area, guess what? This Friday, we're going to be...
We're back.
Chester Christian Center in Chesterland. And it's very easy to get to. Either come in and off of I-271 or I-90. We're right on Route 306. That's Chillicothe Road, and it's 11815, 11815 Chillicothe Road. And we start with the blowing of the shofar at 7 p.m.
We do.
Okay. Are you ready to continue this?
I am.
Oh, this heavy stuff. Now, we could lighten up a little bit, but this is some pretty heavy stuff we're covering tonight.
It's not going to be light. But I do know this. Because of that, we need to get some word in. So before we go any further, let's look in the book.
Okay.
And if you could read a few scriptures that I think Ephesians 6:12 would be a good one to start with.
Okay. I'd be happy to do this. Ephesians 6:12, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, okay, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Okay, so we don't fight against man.
Right.
He just named four different classes of demons that we must contend with. Read another one, John. Read 1 Timothy 4. Let's do the first three verses.
Okay. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
Stop. Before you go any further, let me just say, if you stay in the Catholic Church, if you're listening and you stay in the Catholic Church, then you are departing from the faith. Get that right. Because they are saying that all religions go to heaven, and you don't need Jesus Christ. That is a departure from the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, I'll continue. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth.
That's describing the Catholic Church.
Sounds like it to me.
Now, when I was growing up, we could not eat meat on Fridays at all. Now, I guess it's only during Lent. But that fits the description here tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Forbidding to marry. They're not allowed to marry, which is the problem. This is why all this lust is happening.
Yeah.
If it's your choice not to marry, that's one thing. But you do not forbid a man to marry.
No.
It's just...
It should be obvious that that's wrong.
Well, yeah, it is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
And then, of course, their conscience is seared after they continue to mess up, and they justify it as being okay.
Wow.
So that's definitely describing the Catholic Church. And if you know somebody that's still in it,
mm-hmm.
you have a responsibility and a duty to talk to them in love.
And tell them the truth.
Amen. Mm-hmm. 2 Timothy 3:13.
Okay, got it right here. Evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived themselves.
That's right, and that's what's happening. We're seeing evil getting worse and worse. The darkness is getting darker.
Well, yeah, we had a little discussion about that in the car on the way over here. Because of the technology today, it's now possible for evil to be far more organized than it ever was. So
that's right.
It's a two-edged sword there. How about 2 John 1:11?
Yeah, read that one.
Okay. For he who greets one of these people, these evil men, he who greets him shares in his evil deeds.
And let me expound on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're tolerating, and that's what you would be doing if you greet somebody and never tell them the truth,
mm-hmm.
that's toleration.
Mm-hmm.
And now what's the other word I'm looking for? Compromise.
Compromise.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So that's wrong.
So and I guess the greeting at that time was more like shalom.
Yeah, and you're greeting him peace when they're living in sin.
When they're living in sin. And that in that way you would partake of their deeds.
Right, and it's not just, we happen to be on the topic of the Catholic Church tonight,
mm-hmm.
but there's also a lot of other people living in sin, and we're just going along with the program.
Right,
instead of calling people out.
Yeah, this is not just confined to that, that's for sure. Well, how about 1 Corinthians 15:33?
Sounds like a good one.
Okay. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits.
It does. It really does. If all your friends are hanging into things that are not godly,
right,
then you're going to end up doing them too.
Does that apply to adults as well as teenagers?
Yes.
And children? Really?
Certainly it does.
Are you saying that it could apply to me, maybe?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying.
Of course, it could apply to anybody.
Oh, I know. But
I don't mean to joke
does
about
that
it.
Mean
it's
you,
just the way it is.
Well,
I mean,
does
you
that
gotta,
mean you couldn't go into a bar or something and witness to people? Is that
no, that's not what I'm talking about. If you have an intention of going in there to witness, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're hanging around as friends, just to hang around, never really getting to talk about the Lord because they don't want to talk about the Lord.
Yeah, I see. Kind of going along with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, and we must not forget how Jesus answered when he was asked what the signs of the end of this age were,
mm-hmm.
do you remember what the first sign was?
Absolutely. It's deception.
Yeah, why don't you read that scripture, Matthew 24.
Matthew 24. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many.
Right. Or we'll say, oh, Christ is over there, or Christ is over here.
Yeah. Or actually preaching the gospel in a way. And I think the Catholic Church does that in a way. They preach the gospel. But they add more to it, and they take some away.
The gospel is not the gospel today.
That is.
That's for sure.
Different gospel and a lot of deception.
Right. One more scripture. Let's read Revelation 18:4 because this is during the tribulation now,
mm-hmm.
and this is Mystery Babylon. And this, again, is, in my estimation from my studies, is the One World Church, which mm-hmm. is going to be headed by the Pope, which many believe will be the false prophet. And as we said over the last few weeks, a lot of people believe that that could be the very next Pope.
Wow. Okay. This is Revelation 18, verse 4. Let me ask you this before I read this verse. when this is happening, are we going to be here?
No.
Okay, okay. Keep that in mind when I read this. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues.
That's right. You got to get out. And if you get a chance, get out now, because then you'll go in the rapture. Otherwise, you're going to be here for this.
Yeah, okay. You don't want to be there. And receiving of her plagues is receiving the judgment that you're reading.
That's
about
right.
In tribulation. And plagues, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You said a lot. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Now, we said a lot of pretty bold things this last week. And I want to know if you have anything to add to what we've already covered. Because what we have covered has been really, I've got to say, I wasn't expecting.
I know. Well, I wasn't either.
I wasn't expecting this to get this deep and this far, but...
But I have to, because I don't know. It's just been very strong in my heart to do a little more extensiveness on it. And it's not. I'm not happy about it. But anyway, I have to do it.
Okay.
But the next pope, especially if he turns out to be the false prophet, will, I believe, change the celibacy rules.
Hmm.
He's going to make it okay to be a homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he has to, because most are engaging in sodomy or at least fornication, and they've been doing it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, just like in the Sodom and Gomorrah, too.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, that was all homosexuality.
Well, then adultery has to be okay, then.
Well, definitely fornication.
Yeah, definitely any kind of fornication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's that hypocrisy that we just read in 1 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about. But you know that the aliens will say everything is quite all right, maybe even recommend that you be a homosexual.
What on earth are you talking about here?
I know. You think I changed the subject.
Yeah, I think you did. What aliens are you talking about? Not okay. The ones that fly around in UFOs.
Well, let me clarify.
Okay.
You mean to tell me you haven't really heard about this yet, John?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Mm.
Most people know that the Vatican has its own observatory.
Not me.
Okay, well, it does.
Okay.
It's actually manned by Jesuit astronomers.
Hmm.
And, of course, it's to gaze into outer space.
Okay, where is this thing?
Oh, well, the main one, the big one, is located on Mount Graham in Tucson, Arizona. Now, they do have one in Rome with many telescopes, but this one in Arizona is much bigger and sits next to the largest telescope in the world.
Hmm.
And guess what they named it?
Who named it?
Well, the Catholic Church named it.
No, I have no idea.
Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Yeah.
That's very weird.
I didn't make this up. I couldn't make this up. Who? I would never have thought that I could. This would be it. But you can find it. It's on the Internet.
Well,
just
who?
Put it in the search engine. Largest telescope in the world named Lucifer, and you'll find all kinds of stuff about it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, who built this thing, or who paid for it? Who had it built?
The Vatican and NASA.
The Vatican and NASA.
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me.
No.
Hmm.
No, it's all there. You can find out about it. I'm just reporting the facts.
Wow.
Decide.
Why is it in Arizona? I think I know the answer.
I understand that,
yeah.
Mount Graham is very high and must... And probably most conducive to see aliens. Maybe, I'm guessing, clearer skies?
No, I think it's something else. I think most of the UFO sightings occur in this country, it seems like, in the Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Roswell?
Yeah.
That's in New Mexico. Arizona's right out there. Area 51 and all that stuff. That's right out there. So you're saying that Vatican has an observatory in Arizona? And you said something about an infrared telescope,
mm-hmm.
And they named it Lucifer.
That's right.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
That's right. Now, I'm telling you this not only because it's true, but because I want to read a quote now from Father Guy Casolmengo, and this will truly amaze you.
Hmm.
Actually, you read it, John.
Okay. All right. This is a quote. Contemporary societies may soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind.
Read that again.
It says, contemporary societies may soon look to aliens to be the saviors of humankind.
Yeah.
Wow. And he also said, He would be happy to baptize them no matter how many tentacles.
Can you believe that?
Is that for real?
Now, that's a quote. Yes, you can find that, too.
Wow.
And in 2008, Pope Benedict did acknowledge the possibility of alien life. Okay. Before you go on thinking that I'm saying there's alien life out there, here's what is really going on. I'm going to be doing some more ongoing research because I feel very prodded to do so. But my conclusions thus far from all this is that the Vatican has been contacted for years from entities describing themselves perhaps as aliens, but I believe it's demons.
I do too.
The devil's seed has been there forever, and now it's getting bigger, enlarging, getting ready for the false prophet. And remember, there's going to be lots of miracles.
Miracles and wonders. That in the heavens and things like that. Oh, well, that UFOs could come in handy for that. I can see that.
Right, and it can help explain that, you know, where we go when we're raptured.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Perfect excuse.
But, you know, 20 years ago, we used to talk about this kind of stuff, but now it's like all here and people are believing it. And
well, 20 years ago, this sounded like science fiction. And
right.
It's not like fantasy.
Yeah, but then you have the Catholic Church saying there's probably aliens out there, so that just gives people more reason to believe in it.
Wow.
It's wild to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
And do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew 7:14, I think it was.
7:14 is about false prophets. He said, oh, here it goes. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, there you go.
But inwardly, they are ravenous wolves.
Many of these well-hidden wolves are from the Jesuit order. Now, there's a lot been written on them. I have never read about them. I just started. And, again, I'm just absolutely amazed at some of the things I'm finding out. But I'm going to share a little bit of that with you. Now, I've already shared something huge by saying that the aliens are going to be the saviors to mankind. Is that blasphemy? Is that so anti-Jesus Christ?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
That enough is, we could end the show right there.
Right, yeah. Do you need any more reasons to get it, to come out of that church, right?
Right.
Right.
It's crazy. But I just want to tell you that I watched an old interview of an ex-Jesuit who said that many, after their Jesuit training, are given new names and new identities, and then enroll themselves in Protestant seminaries to then take employment as pastors to infiltrate and cause havoc and unbelief in prophecy, especially revelation, and instead just say prophecy is all symbolic, you don't need to read it.
And they do say that. And I've heard that from pastors that have been in the seminary. You know, the mainline churches today, they don't teach prophecy, and they don't really encourage them, their pastors,
correct,
to get into it
that's
at all.
Correct. They could be infiltrated with wolves and sheep's clothing.
They sure could
all
be.
All these years.
Because now, you know, if you're a listener to the Shofar Ministries Hour for very long, you realize how important prophecy is to the church.
That's right.
Not just so we can say we're a big deal and we know what's going to happen, but so that we know the urgency of the time we're living in. And how godly lives we should be living and how much we should be telling other people.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. The Catholic Church is still holding a grudge, according to this interview I watched, because of the Reformation. Actually, it's the powers behind the Catholic Church that's holding a grudge.
The Reformation occurred how many years ago?
Yeah, like in 1500s.
Wow, and they're still holding a grudge. Wow.
Oh, yeah. The real sad part, again, is that there are a lot of devout people in the Catholic Church that need to see the truth. And that's why I, along with, you know, others, of course, I mean, there's some great authors out there like Tom Horn, Steve Quayle, Dave Hunt. They're all out there saying the truth, but they're not, Catholic people aren't reading these books. They're not finding out. So they have to hear it from you. Because God wants the truth to get out. And I think that's why he's allowing these many atrocities being exposed and the scandals and that. It's time. The people know.
Yeah, it is.
Now, also to tell you that in the past, if anyone would expose the Catholic Church or the Jesuits, they would be accused of heresy and be killed.
In the past, right?
That's right. The Inquisitions and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That is the blood of the martyrs that mm-hmm. Revelation also talks
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, today it's not so obvious, of course, but they still will kill for the cause. According to this man, this Jesuit, he says the Jesuit organization actually arranged the killing of Abraham Lincoln.
Ooh.
Remember now the Catholic Church was supposedly trading in slavery as well, I heard.
Hmm.
Found out. Money. It's all money.
Wow.
And even Kennedy, John F. Kennedy.
No.
Well, that's what this guy says. He says that John F. Kennedy refused to cater to the Catholic Church. They thought since he was Catholic and they endorsed him heavily that the president should have been their puppet.
Hmm.
But they were wrong. And he refused their request often, but especially about unconstitutional funding for parochial schools that would be detrimental to the Protestants, actually.
Mm-hmm. Right. Here, I got a quote here. I am wholly opposed.
That's from Kennedy.
From Kennedy. I am wholly opposed to the state being used by any religious group, Catholic or Protestant, to compel, prohibit or persecute the free exercise of any other religion.
That's right. And that didn't sit well. And the Jesuits' goal, along with the Catholic Church, is to be that one world religion again.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they're still mad about the Reformation. And that, of course, is what the whole Bible is about. Mm-hmm. It's that one world religion run by Satan mm-hmm. so that he can be worshipped.
Exactly.
It's always been that way. And now it's, again, coming to a head. But Kennedy was hindering that, as well as a lot of other people. I understand didn't like him either.
Hmm.
But according to this ex-Jesuit, it was actually a Jesuit that set it up. So.
Wow. Did you give us the name of that ex-Jesuit? Was that? Did you have his name? Or okay.
It was a very difficult name, and I wasn't taking notes at the time. I was just listening.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of tired at that time. Okay. It was late.
All right.
And I wasn't even going to mention it, but it just was, you know.
I know you feel compelled to do this, and I'm glad you do. And, you know, should we fear the Jesuits now? I mean, I think there's good reason to.
Well, I think that, again, they will stand up for what they want to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the Jesuits that we're fighting, it's.
Well, let's go back to the powers
behind
the powers. Yeah, we're not wrestling against flesh
That's
and blood.
Correct.
We're not wrestling against humanity.
Right.
This is a spiritual battle.
That's right. It's all spiritual.
Wow.
Now, here's the other thing. I want to tell you what these professors and superiors actually tell the Jesuits just before they take their oath to serve, and it's at their graduation.
Mm-hmm.
But this is out of the book called The Jesuits by Malachi Martin. Mm-hmm. And this is what they tell the new graduates. Okay, you ready? Graduates now, the new Jesuits. They say, you have received all your instructions heretofore as a novice and have served as co-adjurer. Do you want to explain what that is?
Yeah, co-adjurer. I had to look that up. It was such an interesting term. It actually means, adjurer means a really potent question or powerful question. And one of the definitions was to command or enjoin solemnly as under oath. Like this is a quote from a book, adjuring her in the name of God to declare the truth. One other definition was the heavy-duty synonym for the word ask. It's actually a demanding tone.
So heavy questioning.
Heavy questioning, and of course, the first thing that pops into my mind, heavy questioning, is the Inquisition.
Okay.
So these were trained.
Well, the Jesuits have been around since that time.
Since that time, and they actually and they actually trained with people in, doing the Inquisition.
That's right.
That makes them scary right there.
Yeah. So let me just start again. You have received all your instructions heretofore as a novice and have served as co-adjurer, confessor, and priest. But you have not yet been invested with all that is necessary to command in the army of Loyola in the service of the Pope. That's apparently one of his armies.
Army of Loyola, okay.
They go on to say you must serve at the proper time as the instrument and executioner as directed by your superiors.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And this is really amazing what's comes next. For none can command here who has not consecrated his labors with the blood of a heretic.
Or Protestant.
Yeah.
Or Jew.
For without the shedding of blood of a heretic, now they're talking, no man can be saved.
Now, see, they're taking that totally out of context.
Well, not only
that
taking
to make,
it, yeah.
For evil purposes.
That's right. Therefore, to fit yourself for your work and make your own salvation sure, again, it's the Bible, and that's what the enemy does. He takes part of the Bible. You will, in addition to your former oath of obedience to your order and allegiance to the Pope, repeat after me, and then they have to give their oath, basically similar to what I just said. But, wow. So they still have to, at this time, be invested. If the only way you can be invested is by executing a heretic for their blood.
Now, wait a minute. They're still saying this now. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
this
you
is
know,
still part of their...
I did understand that it's still part of their... Yeah.
Okay. So
and
the,
part of their oath, that they have to take this oath that they would do this.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, this is, where does this all take place then?
Well, the headquarters of the Jesuits, which is also called the Society of Jesus, the international offices in Rome and the national offices in the United States, in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my goodness. How convenient for them, huh?
Yeah. So this, again, I'm just stirring you up. You want to find more information. It's easy to find. You know, books, lots of books are written about it.
Right. Well, so, but we should still, if you know someone, if your family member is in the Catholic Church, don't be afraid of the Jesuits. I mean, we're wrestling against,
for sure.
We're wrestling against spiritual powers.
Be and, afraid of God at the
yes,
judgment.
Fear God be. At judgment. Really, really. Because on our side, that's who we have. This
that's
is
right.
a spiritual battle, and he's much stronger than the enemy. So don't
that's
be afraid.
Right.
Sheila, could you repeat that quote from Father Martin? He was that ex-Jesuit priest that you gave last week.
Yeah, this was another one, actually, not the one I just talked about.
Right, right. This was
but he said there are a whole bunch of Catholic prelates, which is higher-ups in Rome, who belong to Satan. They're servants of Satan. It's a filthy and dirty alliance.
My goodness, that is terrible.
It's awful.
Yeah, that is awful. So what are we doing in that? Why would we be in that church? Who would want to be?
That's right, but see, they don't know it.
Right.
And that's our job now.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me reiterate. All you must show to a Catholic is how the Catholics or Catholic Church institution denies that Jesus is the only way. And it is now in their catechism. And if you get their catechism, it's paragraph 841. It's right there that all faiths can go to heaven. We have it. It's sitting right here at Catechism of the Catholic Church, but we're running out of time.
Oh, so I was hoping I could read that.
Well, basically, it's just saying real fast, it just says, the plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge just a creator. In the first place, among whom are the Muslims who profess to hold the faith of Abraham, and together with us, they adore the one merciful God, mankind's judge on the last day.
Okay, well, it's really getting late. Is Jesus Lord over your whole life, or do you just have a head knowledge of him and not really the heart conviction? Get on your knees right now. Really. Repent and tell him what you've been doing. You know, he knows. And
yeah.
he will reach down in his mercy and save you. And it's your choice where you spend eternity. God doesn't tell you, sends no one to hell. Okay? So, and then you go and do what?
I'm going to say the ironic blessing in English. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. See you Friday and maybe, hopefully, again next Tuesday.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the left-hand side of the page, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address: Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.